Audio listener, I'll keep this short and sweet. I won't ask for a rating, review. Go over and support Libs of TikTok. Today's entire episode is about this, the playbook, what's going on, and how it affects you. We need to support our own Libs of TikTok on Twitter and anywhere else you can. Enjoy the show.
The contentious relationship between YouTube and Crowder has been heating up. In this country, all people are equal before the law. But in a few short years, all peoples around the globe were electrified to learn that what Vox dreamed of but could not accomplish came to a thundering realization with YouTube's lightning-like targeting of conservative voices.
This show, Mug Club, and its viewers are linked together in their cause against big technology, and their greed will defend to the death your right to free speech, fighting for the cause like good comrades to the utmost of our strength. Mug Club shall go on to the end. We shall fight on the YouTubes. We shall fight on the Twitters and the Instagrams. We shall fight with unwavering confidence and growing strength, even in the face of demonetization. We shall defend every channel, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight against the liberal media. We shall fight in the quarantine Reddits. We shall fight in the Young Turks comment section. We shall fight at the TED Talks. We shall fight with our retweets and our likes, and we shall fight with all our jokes and with every irritating, distasteful sketch. And we shall never, ever surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this show and its supporters were subjugated or shadow banned, then our Mug Club, beyond all YouTube, armed and guarded by the half-Asian Kraken, will carry on the struggle until in God's good time the new, free online world with all its power and might steps forth to the rescue and liberation of the cancelled.
Break the grip of the YouTube Gestapo and join Atlanta with Crowder.com/mugclub today.
Hot. Glad to be with you this morning. I wish it were under, I will say under joyous circumstances here, because we got something for you. So, couple of warnings right off the bat. If you have kids, I recommend they not watch this show because of Matt. 3, 2, you've had enough time. It's not a trigger warning. It's a potential language warning because yes. I cannot make the promise that it won't slip. Also, if this gets removed, if this episode is not available, or if we do not tell you that we are not doing a show, we are always available Monday through Thursday live, 10 a.m. Eastern, Rumble or Mug Club, where today we'll be playing, is it Guess That Gender?
Guess the Pronouns.
Guess the Pronouns today.
Very nice.
Spicy. On Mug Club.
So let me start this off to let you know, you all know about what's happening with Libs of TikTok. This is happening this morning right now. It is 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, for those who can't go through the anguish of adding one. This is a pattern. This is a pattern of attack. And I want to be really clear about something here. We've been through this. This is one of the only programs that has survived. The pattern is very clear. I'll explain to you what the pattern is. I'll explain to you what the end game is. And we will be here right now to defend our friends. We're not just defending our platform. We're not just defending this show. That's how, how you judge someone, or how you at least get a sense for what they believe in, is what do they do when someone who can offer them effectively nothing, someone from whom they stand to gain nothing, is under attack? And that's a big part of what we do. It's a big part of why we fight like hell. And I tell you what, Libs of TikTok, I know we've reached out this morning.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, we've been speaking with them. We've spoken with them, of course, in the past because, you know, we run in the same circles. We've got your back. Okay, so we're going to be talking about that today quite a bit before any. So let me ask you this. Is journalism dead? This is the question of the day. You know what's happening at Washington Post? Is it Taylor Lorenz?
Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Lorenz. Mm-hmm. For some reason in my head, I'm thinking Lorenz Larkin, who's a fighter. It's just Lorenz. I'm horrible with names. Point is,
not the same person.
Awful, awful human being. And let me just clarify in the outset. I, of course, no one here is encouraging you to do what Taylor Lorenz has done in harassing, in doxing, in going after family members. No one. No one here is being called to or advised to do that. As a matter of fact, I am begging all of you, pleading that you don't. You've all been pretty good about that here. One thing that I will say I'm proud of, and I don't think it's too arrogant to say, the fan base that we have, we see it when we go out to live shows, and we often see it in the comments section. You are decent people, and I know we've got to fight fire with fire. This is going to get ugly, but don't do the things that either will get you removed or we all know to be wrong. Because you do lose that moral high ground. And, you know, it's if you lose the moral high ground with a Washington Post reporter, you've done something really bad. So is journalism dead? And should we, you know what, look, that's rhetorical. And who should bury it? I'd love to piss on the ashes. Okay, Gerald A., how are you?
I am doing better than you.
No,
you
I'm
are
fine.
Fired up.
I'm ready.
No, we should be ready.
I am absolutely. You know what else I'm really worried about? I really hope that libs of TikTok understand. We've seen this. I'm more worried about the right wing echo sphere. Mm-hmm. I don't want to use the term grifters; it's overused. But people capitalizing on the trend and then forgetting about them.
Gone.
I'm talking about the lawyers, the nonprofits, the nightly news shows. They'll be everywhere. And guess what? There will be a new story tomorrow. We will still be here. We know what it is that you're doing. We know what it is that you bring to the table. And we've always valued it.
Yeah.
We love their work. We've featured it many, many times. Support them wherever you can. Also, he's here. I was just talking about how great the people are at the live shows. He has a show by himself, solo, April 30th in Green Bay, Wisconsin. He's made it. And then we will be June 18th, Pikes Peak Center, Colorado Springs. Still some seats left for the second. The early show.
The early show, right?
June.
It's in June. Sorry, I didn't. Did I say June?
Yeah, you did. June 18th.
I thought you were correcting me.
Yeah. No. I'm emphasizing.
My brain's in fast forward right now, which happens when I'm enraged.
See, I told you you were angry.
It's that white male rage. Or maybe it's that you're an asshole.
I think that's true.
Lando Dave, how are you?
Is that a me?
No.
Ahoy.
No,
of course not. I'm just glad we all accidentally wore the same thing today.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Huh? Look at that.
I know.
Look at all that crazy.
We all got new shirts for it.
You know, not all things are bad today.
No, not all things are bad. No, it's not bad. Here's the thing. This is why we fight. This is why we are here. Well, also, obviously, to make you laugh and to, you know.
Oh, and you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that today.
Well, there's some stuff in here.
Sometimes people think it's funny when I get furious.
Well, that is
I don't.
A little.
It's like, oh, all I have to, it's, I feel like Nightcrawler. Oh, all I have to do is go through the portal of hell to teleport? Well, wonderful. I'm glad everyone else gets to reap the benefits. All right. So we're going to cover libs of TikTok later. We're going to cover it immediately.
Very quickly.
But before that, because of course now the whole reason for this is the media wants to put you on edge. They want you to be afraid to now feature libs of TikTok. They want you to be afraid. They want you to put distance between yourself and libs of TikTok. Hey, do you know where that happened before, by the way? Little historical context. Bring that up. Andrew Breitbart. I sat under the tutelage of that guy. That guy did the Acorn sting. He orchestrated it with Hannah Giles and James O'Keefe. And he was everywhere. All over Fox News, all over media. And then something happened with Shirley Sherrod, where Bill O'Reilly took a clip out of context and blamed Andrew Breitbart for selectively editing it. He never did. He was persona non grata at all of conservative media until he actually hijacked Anthony Weiner's podium, because the media was ready to say that Andrew Breitbart was faking pictures of his dick. Weiner's dick. Weiner's wiener.
Weiner's, yeah.
Yes.
And Andrew Breitbart actually hijacked the podium at Anthony Weiner's press conference, where he was about to go out there and say, there are these right-wing smear campaigns. being lobbed against me. And guess what? The media was just ready with their notepads to eat it up. And I remember Andrew Breitbart, he was going through, and there are stories about this. You could hear people yelling. I believe it was at a hotel. I don't know where it was. Yeah, I don't know if it was the Omni. You could hear them say, Andrew Breitbart's in the building. And only after that, he had to claw his way back, was he allowed back in the good graces of conservatives. Probably the most effective and the most influential conservative of our time. And he was taken from us far too young. Everyone turned their back on him. I was there for it. I watched it. I watched him go through hell. And it was hell that he never deserved for a mistake he never made. I don't want to see that happen again. That's why we're here. So, while they want us to create distance between ourselves and libs of TikTok, let's do a quick watch and react today of this beautiful, brave person telling us why we are not allowed to define women.
Here is Madison Cawthorn's definition. Ooh, oh, Lord. Of a woman.
Guys, I'm
X
gay.
Chromosomes, no tallywhacker. And this gives me a chance to talk about biological essentialism.
Biological essentialism, a new made-up term.
First of all, it's not true. People have all kinds of chromosomes and all kinds of bodies. Women who've had hysterectomies, people born with certain conditions, but that's almost immaterial. Number two.
What are you doing in my house?
It is a system of oppression. Gender is a hierarchy and a system of oppression.
And you're at the top because you're just a white dude.
The easier it is to define gender, the easier it is to keep the oppression going.
Oh, yeah.
It's dangerous.
Oh, this is what they always do with the victim thing. And we'll talk about that a little bit. First off, take off the lipstick. Take off the lipstick and the little Charlie Brown curl. Yeah. If you saw that neck and you were a doctor, you would say, you are grossly unhealthy. You are so underweight, it's dangerous. That's basically a walking sinew with a chin. But because now we have to deny science and deny biology, we go, oh, no, that's perfectly fine. If you saw an average straight white male that thin, you would know it's unhealthy. But we abandon all reason at the door.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just did what libs of TikTok does. They let you display you.
Exactly.
We didn't do anything
there.
It's
the laziest lady
I've ever seen. I was offended by the beard, I guess. But
well, it's a beard and lipstick, and it's like, why are you? You're not crying.
Oh, okay. You're committed, huh?
I mean, I just don't even know how you include it at that point. I guess it's just under queer. By the way, queer could just be a straight guy who occasionally likes wearing rouge.
Is that?
What's the pussy act going to be next time? It's just a flaccid penis with eyeshadow? I don't know how this works.
Yes.
And that's a good point. We'll talk about that too. Libs of TikTok, what are they guilty of? Let me first set the stage. This happened with us. This has happened many times. We were fortunate enough to only be demonetized. That's why Mug Club matters so much. We are actually funded by viewers like you, not federal grants or a foreign caliphate. Here's what happens. Nonprofit is used, usually media matters.
Yeah.
They do the dirty work. They put together a hit piece. They put together a highlight reel. This is what happened with us exactly. Then they get legitimized by a mainstream outlet like Washington Post, like NBC, which is what happened with us. And then social media allows it to trend, gives it the right of way, trending everywhere, algorithmically selecting which content you see. And then they aim to cancel you, deplatform you. Let's be clear, when we say cancel, remove your livelihood.
Yeah.
From the public square. And this is what they do. Nonprofit, Media Matters highlight reel. Legitimize it through some legacy media outlet. Social media lets it trend. Boom, canceled. That is the order always. There's some variation therein. Maybe a different person does the reel. Maybe a different outlet posts it. But this is how it works. And the reason they are doing this with libs of TikTok, just to be clear, before we get to anything else, you know what their sin is, libs of TikTok? Is doing exactly what you say you want. And by you, I mean everybody. Everyone says we're all in our own echo chambers now. We all just, we only see the content that we want to see. What does libs of TikTok do? They take content from the crazy alphabet blogosphere in TikTok world, unedited. They don't change the context, and then they make it available to people who don't live in that carnival tent. And when people say, hey, this is crazy, as they react to it because they're not in their own ecosphere, see, you can't call us crazy. And now they're the victim. And they want to remove the people who are bridging that gap. Hey, bridging the gap and getting people out of your own echo chamber is uncomfortable. It should be uncomfortable. It's why the alphabet mafia, it's why the Gestapo, it's why modern progressives cannot live in reality. You can't handle the criticism. You remove people who do it. There isn't even any commentary. They're just posting their own stuff.
Well, you might as well just get mad that you looked in a mirror.
Well, I'm sure
they did.
Well, and you put it in a public space. It's not like you posted this to your friend group and somebody went in there and grabbed it and like put it out to the world and you didn't want them to see it. But they do this with everybody. They deplatform people and now you have no ability to defend yourself. So here's the scenario Stephen just played out. Libs of TikTok, gone, right? So if they get canceled,
not if we have anything to say about it.
We won't let that happen, obviously. But now they can't go out there and correct any of this story because you're going to read the Washington Post and go, wow, I didn't know this account was spewing all this hatred. Oh, my gosh. Because that's what they're saying in the Washington Post. Like, they're saying anti-LGBTQ AAIP group. Somebody spewing hate out there. Totally smearing these people. Going after teachers and making them quit their jobs. No. What's actually happening is we're taking the video the teacher did and putting it online.
Yep.
It's already there. We're putting it in front of your face. That's it. But they can't say that.
They must operate in the dark.
Because now they're gone.
Yeah, they're not telling you how to think. They're just taking the video that's there and you see it.
Yes, exactly.
If that's hate speech, that's your fault for being so goofy.
Yes. That's really just self-loathing.
You have to kick your own ass. I'm sorry.
It's astonishing.
It's fear and self-loathing in Folsom Street.
Yes.
What?
It is just, yeah, that's exactly what is happening at this point. And, no, not if we have anything to say about it, and we'll get to that in a little bit. So let me...
We've defended people who have... this has happened to before. Even people who we don't agree with 100%.
Right.
They've just been locked up. I know Alex Jones has caused a lot of controversy when he's come on this show, but we're like, look, the guy has a chance to defend himself, just like hopefully you do.
Yeah,
we have ever levied with these kinds of...
We had Alex Jones, obviously Gavin McInnes. We had Stephen Williford after the Sutherland Springs shooting. We had Kyle Rittenhouse as soon as we could. And if we haven't had them on, we've reached out. People like Nick Sandman. All of these people, we've always said, look, you deserve the ability to at least tell your side of the story. But I'd like to do more than that with Libs of TikTok.
Yes.
Let me sort of set the stage here a little bit. I've already set the stage. Let me explain to you what's going on. So this story, a hit piece in the Washington Post. Oh, and by the way, never mind. Let me get to this clip first so that you know what we're dealing with.
So much here.
It was written by a professionally useless person, Taylor Lorenz. Now, Taylor Lorenz, in case you don't remember, recently made news on MSNBC for the Cry Fest about people doing exactly what it is that she does here, only worse, for a living. Here's a refresher.
I had severe PTSD from this. I contemplated suicide. It got really bad. You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. And it's so isolating.
And terrifying.
It's horrifying. I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
Overwhelming. It's really hard.
In your opinion.
In my opinion, that last part when she said, and terrifying, and you went back to her and she's like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, look, in my opinion,
I think it seemed as very sincere.
Yes.
I think it was very Oscar-worthy.
Yes.
Can we
the
play
acting
again?
Of
can
you
we
might play see it? On The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Yes.
I want the audience to clue on something. When they go to the reporter and she says, and terrifying, I think that's what she said. When it goes back, just watch her face and her reaction.
This is just our opinion.
Have no idea.
That it seems fake as shit.
Yeah, right. The lack of tears and emotion is why.
Yes. These are generally signs
of crying.
Of some kind of grieving.
Yes,
fair.
Perhaps being upset.
Yes.
Rattled.
Yeah.
Shaking.
Piece of information.
Not stirred.
That gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. And it's so isolating.
Right after
and
this.
And terrifying.
It's horrifying.
Looks like that was an edit.
I'm so sorry.
That right there.
Yeah. It's overwhelming.
Is that?
Okay.
It's really hard.
Guys.
I'm not saying she's not sad and not broken up about this. I'm saying that moment right there seemed not to
Here's
match.
The thing, and this is also one thing, too. Women don't understand this. A lot of women do. These women don't. When I say I mean these women. If a guy does that, if a guy fake cries, we lose friends.
I would quit. I would quit the show.
Yes.
Right now, we
rightfully
walk
so.
Out. Yes.
It's unacceptable.
It's terrifying and overwhelming. Do you mean like, a crazy journalist showing up at the house of your relatives?
Well, it's amazing that she would do the same thing if it's so offensive and sad.
I think we're looking for overlay 04. No, he's so entranced.
He is definitely entranced. Yeah. The picture.
Picture of them showing up at the house?
There we go.
He's trying
right
to figure
there.
Out how Meryl Streep
yes.
was able to pull off.
So it's interesting. They sent this out earlier. It's like, huh. So you hate it when people do that.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, this wasn't years ago. This was a couple of weeks ago that she went on, like, the beginning of April.
Yeah, this is in the piece, Washington Post. By the way, all references available at loudwithcrowder.com. See, look, we kind of do the same thing. Mm. That's why I feel a brother/sisterhood with libs of TikTok. They're just showing you what should be publicly available or already is. We make all of our references available. What other programs do? They don't. Then they try and criticize the fact that we do. Well, we're using Washington Post today. How about that? Now what are you going to do? They went to, and I don't know exactly who went, it's not clear, someone associated with the Washington Post piece went to the house of Libs of TikTok and also called the family members.
Right. So Libs of TikTok account was saying that was her. Like, hi, Taylor, which one of my family members' houses did you like going to the most or harassing? Right. You can read the tweet right there. So that's their assertion, is that is her.
Yeah.
Going to relatives' houses.
If they showed up at my house on my property, I would smack that mask back and watch them Charlie Brown roll.
Oh, I would just be taking the batteries out of my ring so fun things could happen.
Yes.
Yes, I'll let you in just 1 second.
Yeah, just hang on. There's a little problem here with the wiring.
Turn off the cameras.
The door would just open like a haunted house.
Yes.
Let's set the Epstein stage quick.
And I'd be really coy about it. Like, I'd put on the table, I'd put on the table like a vegan spread.
Yes. Can I get you anything?
Cheese, I have crackers, more masks.
Handcuffed to a radiator.
Yeah.
Some wine.
New AirPod Pros? Yes, they're right down there in the basement.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Yes, yes. Go down to the wine cellar. There's new AirPod Pros down there.
Go. Keep going.
So, look, this is also something we had this with Vox. We had this with NBC Universal. It was never about some LGBTQ AIP Latin American. Fair enough.
Yeah.
It was about one of the biggest media conglomerates in the world trying to remove competition. And what do? Is they always start with someone is the victim. If Lorenz is not a victim, well, then people aren't as sympathetic because it's a basic white woman. So, at least appears to be. I don't know. I'm going by the eyeball test. Now, same thing happened with Fox, NBC Universal. Look at this person. How could you bully this person?
Right.
Look at Lorenz. How could Libs of TikTok? No, this is someone who has the backing of Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos, by the way, one of the richest men in the world who is pro-censorship on the record.
Sorry. I don't have a cough button.
Bless you.
I just
going sneeze. After an independent platform.
It's a real sneeze on like her.
I know. if you were her, you'd be like,
chew.
It's terrifying. She'd do like the she'd be going like wait, are you just doing Snow White sneezing? No.
Someone else's finger would come in.
Yes. And it would relieve it.
Sorry, everyone. I apologize. Bless
so
me.
This Taylor Lorenz has a long history, by the way, of playing victim. This is the playbook. Let's bring this up. For example, she deleted this post, but bemoaned, for International Women's Day, please consider supporting women enduring online harassment. It's not an exaggeration to say that the harassment and smear campaign I've had to endure over the years has destroyed my life. I can't believe that people have said mean things. Look, no one should send death threats to anybody.
Agreed.
Just like no one should show up at someone's doorstep. No one should be harassing their family members. It's destroyed my life. Really? Has it destroyed your life? Well, then why are you destroying someone else's or attempting to? We're gonna get the troops as rallied as we possibly can. Don't play victim here, sweetheart. You entered the arena.
Oh, and we know that liberals would never send a death threat to any of us.
No,
a bunch
never.
Of times.
It's not like when we were in Detroit, we had to have security that would put Suge Knight's crew to shame.
Oh, well, not to mention the threats sent to the venue.
Yes. The good thing is, since we don't do just free shows, with a nonprofit, people actually purchase tickets. Well, guess what? That also kind of keeps the libs at bay because they don't want to pay for tickets.
Yeah. No,
also, any slightly cold temperature seems to change how hard they're willing to go.
Yes, exactly. So here's the thing. She says, it's destroyed my life, the online harassment.
Yeah.
Taylor Lorenz has made her entire career by looking through social media posts. And I hate the word cancel because it's not heavy enough. And trying to remove people's livelihoods because of it. Wars have been fought for less. It's why I always get mad when they say, give the land back to Native Americans. Which tribe? They were warring over land. Why? So that they could either forage, depending if they were nomadic or depending if they were sedentary at that point. They could basically live off of that land. They were fighting over resources. Guess what? That's your livelihood. Just change a bow and arrow. with an iPhone screen, with a laptop. So she has made her career, Taylor Lorenz, looking for people to cancel. Last year, when writing for the New York Times, what a poor thing. My career's been destroyed writing for the New York Times and Washington Post. By the way, you bitch about billionaire class?
You're owned by them.
Yes, you are owned by them. And this is going to really piss you off because people know that I can't be bought, sold, or reasoned with when it comes to this. There's nothing you can do that's going to stop this freight train coming your way, Lorenz. So she attempted to cancel this tech entrepreneur, a guy named Mark Andreessen. I don't know how it's pronounced exactly. If I got that wrong, I'm sorry. It's not at the top of my priority list today. Now deleted post, so she tweeted. She said that this guy, Mark, just openly using the R slur on Clubhouse, very poorly written grammatically, in case you're saying, R-slur. Why am I getting confused? It doesn't really make a whole, and it took me a while. I was like, R slur, retarded.
She's a writer for the New York Times.
Right. Just openly using the R slur on Clubhouse tonight, and not one other person in the room called him on it or saying anything. You're a professional writer, A, and B, shut up. How about that? Maybe people didn't call them on it because people aren't hyperly sensitive professional victims like yourself. Retarded.
He was just asking you to move.
Yes. He shouldn't have said the R word, say what.
Yes, that's true.
That was childish.
She kept saying what.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? It works. That's the problem. That's why I keep doing it. So in reality, the guy never even used the slur. Right? So all Lorenz did was what? This is after she tried to destroy the man's career. Yeah. Offer this sort of half-assed retraction. Many heard Mark's voice saying the R word because it was male. At 4:05, talking about a time code in the audio, in it you can hear Ben say, Alex, maybe you could take us through the retarded revolution. I hope everyone who uses this word can think more carefully about why blah, 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 blah. Shut up. It's like, I shot the wrong guy, but this guy robbed a bank.
I hope we can all think.
I'm kind of retarded.
You're the one. You're the one who committed the misdeed. And I love how, by the way, it says R word because it was male. So all males sound alike. Now, to be fair, all screeching fake whiners sound alike to me. So you blend.
Right. If you go after somebody and try to ruin their career, ruin their livelihood, make sure that they cannot provide for their family, right, the least that you can do is to go out and own the mistake that you made. You just had a session where you said that your life has been so tough and nobody should have to go through this. What if what you had just endured was actually somebody else's fault? And the person who put you through this hell just said, well, maybe she can think twice about this next time, before we do those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Would that help? Would that do anything for you?
Well, her alleged fake crying, don't get me wrong. I don't
alleged.
Wanna, well, alleged it's, fake yeah. crying.
We don't know.
In her case, it's an immutable characteristic because she won't shut up.
That's true. She does chat a lot. It's probably just aware that her chickens are going to come home to roost at some point. And since she's a potentially, I don't have any proof of this.
Say it, baby.
Besides looking at her, sociopath.
You're the cock of the walk, baby.
Yeah. Oh, no. She's no good. No. Her face, she doesn't have any emotion. I just think she's a sociopath and she's trying to cover her tracks before and after.
Yeah.
So she is.
Absolutely right.
It's pathetic.
No, this is sociopathic behavior. Someone who only makes their living trying to destroy others. Now, comedians,
it's disgusting.
Listen, it's very different to make fun of things as part of a show that provides solutions and references and sketches. This is all she does, and she's funded by the ultra-wealthy billionaire class to do it. By the way, the class of a dying media. Again, the pattern is nonprofit highlight reel, hit piece, legitimized by mainstream media. That's why they want to have professional fact checkers. That's why you have Jen Psaki, and you have this administration saying, we would love to see more people put more fact checks on these pieces of content that's misinformation that's leaning online. So nonprofit hit piece, legitimized by mainstream media. Social media gives it the right of way. Doesn't require a conspiracy to see that they're all working together.
And by the way, when it's something that they don't like, they do the opposite. They go from trusted media outlets one day to the next. They're like, no, we're not going to let you have this Hunter Biden story. No, we're going to throttle your account so that you can't reach as many followers. You're suspended for violating our terms of service, right? Our user service agreement, for whatever rule that we won't actually tell you violated and where you made the violation. And if you try to take that post down that violated, it's still not going to get you back on the account. We'll wait about 7 to 10 days when this is all blown over and nobody wants to hear what you have to say anymore. Right. Then we'll put you back on.
Exactly right. And unfortunately, was there a feather in here?
Pollen.
That's what happened. I must have sneezed it open to you.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. And unfortunately, you have a lot of people on the right who then abandon them. And it's like, well, that story's no longer hot. Let's move on to the next one.
Of course.
We won't. And you better not. We need to start helping our own and supporting our own and hiring our own. That's why we have the Golden Sweepstakes where we hire people. That's why we develop strategic partnerships. Hey, that's why nothing would make me happier than to watch all of this, meaning social media, meaning their stranglehold information, burn to the ground. I would love it if all of you right now switch from YouTube to Rumble or switch from YouTube to Rumble or Mug Club.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would love it if you did. The problem is a lot of you don't. And a lot of us are complacent where we can't be bothered to hit open tab. And then we bitch about why no one is leaning in, why no one is filling that gap. Guess what? People are.
Yeah.
People are. This is also something that happens a lot with us. Like, why is there no right-leaning alternative to when they name the late-night shows? Like, well, you're watching it.
Yeah.
You're watching it. What, do you mean something on NBC, ABC? They're never going to let you in. Stop trying to co-opt institutions. We are needing to create our own, and that's what we're trying to do here so that we can have an umbrella of protection for people like Libs of TikTok, for people like Kyle Rittenhouse, who never would have been able to say the kinds of things that he said, even on conservative-leaning traditional media. Yeah. Okay, so let's continue with this. Taylor Lorenz, the accusation that she's making. She? I don't want to misgender her. She? What are your preferred pronouns, Lorenz? Ooh,
that's a good question.
Wine win? I have no idea.
Cry crying.
She accuses Libs of TikTok of leaning hard, quote, leaning hard into groomer discourse. So here you go. In this little tweet, this clip, Libs of TikTok literally quoted the teacher.
Babies are born, the doctor looks at them, and they make a guess about whether the baby is a boy or a girl.
How do they make that guess?
Based on what they look like. And most of the time, that guess is 100% correct. There are no issues whatsoever. But sometimes the doctor is wrong. The doctor makes an incorrect guess.
It's the worst doctor ever.
Just says bullshit.
Yeah. No, this is, wait, what happened to, are you a biologist? That's a public school teacher. The lowest of the low. I'm sorry, real heroes.
That's true. Yes. Essential workers.
Yes, essential.
Can you imagine if like 20 years ago? I don't know.
I mean, what do you guys think?
Hey, it's got one of them thingies with balls. What do I say?
Is that a third leg? Oh my gosh.
I don't know. How do we label the celebratory cigars that we're smoking in the ER?
Oh no.
Dr. Cockburn, get in here.
Congratulations. You've had a. I'm going to go.
I don't know exactly. This has been a 2-martini delivery.
Yeah.
Johnny Bench over there.
By the way, it's not just penis, it's weight. There's a lot that's taken into account. By the way, I had twins, okay? Experience this. And unlike the John Money twin study, which is, it is the centerpiece. It is the foundation for modern gender theory. The John Money twin study, where he raised one as a boy, one as a girl. They both died. One killed himself. I think the other was a drug overdose, or they both killed himself. He sexually abused them, put them in sexually dominant positions. That's the basis for all of this that you're seeing out there. Let's be really clear about it. Yes, I would consider that grooming to try and tell children that doctors are wrong. Where are the, are you a biologist, people? Yeah. And the other headlines shared by the account, by the way, speak for themselves with Libs of TikTok. They do a wonderful job of just bringing from one echo chamber, the crazy LGBTQ AAIP, their exact words, and just allowing you to see them so that you don't have to wander off into that dark soul-sucking chamber of the internet.
But if you are a biologist and you answer the question, they tell you you're wrong.
Right.
Well, that's
what difference does it make?
Yeah. Yes. The preschool teacher tells you that you're wrong.
Right.
And by the way, a preschool teacher can tell a biologist that they're wrong if they're just refusing to acknowledge science. If a preschool teacher's penis, a preschool teacher can be right. In this case, it's just the roles are reversed. So Lorenz also, by the way, tried to accuse Libs of TikTok of being anti-trans. This is the playbook. Victim, 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 victim. For telling the followers of this profile, Libs of TikTok, to contact schools that were allowing boys in the girls' bathroom.
I don't know. That sounds fairly reasonable to me.
More reasonable than a dump with a tube of lipstick and a fake mustache?
It's also lazy. We had to try to sneak into the girls' locker rooms.
Yeah, you just have to cut a hole.
Yeah, and you peek through it.
Yes.
Like Porky's.
Yes.
Or like, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like Davies.
Mine was Cinder Blocks. Required a Dremel.
It's just a restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't even serve anything. I'm like, I just got bathrooms.
Yeah, it's
I didn't
weird.
Think farther than that.
It's really a truck stop shaped like a restaurant.
Yeah. Do you have gas? No.
No.
You have a 90s camcorder for the camera. We can see it, Dave. Yes. You just hung it from the ceiling.
And it's shoulder mounted. Dave, brother.
I just buy all of Chuck Berry's restaurants.
Now, these are the allies who are brought in. By the way, whenever someone uses the term ally, and they're not talking about World War II, piece of shit. So Lorenz herself isn't slimy enough, so she decided to quote Ari Drennan, the LGBTQ program director for the nonprofit Media Matters, who says in the piece, it feels like Libs of TikTok is single-handedly taking us back a decade in terms of the public discourse around LGBTQ rights. Hey, you know what? Again, since they post content in context, unedited, I would say that the LGBTQ community is doing that. If this seems long, wait to the end.
Is that a grown-up thing to do, Congressman?
Congressman!
What?
Are you serious?
This is a school assembly.
That's like a science teacher.
Want to take a guess at the gender? Now, what if that were just a straight white woman?
Oh, man.
Her dad might have been there.
Try the fish thing for a day.
Polygender literally just means multiple genders or many genders. We live in a world where mainstream society has decided and agreed that there are two genders, and we call them male and female, or masculine and feminine, and they correspond with genitalia. But there are those of us who, regardless of what's going on with our bodies, identify with characteristics from either end of that spectrum or places in between that spectrum or even entirely outside of that spectrum.
Okay, a couple things. I love how this person says, first off, just so you remember, the left, the place, the alcove for people like the Dan Rathers, whose producers, maybe not him, forged documents, are upset that, of course, Libs of TikTok is taking the literary license of putting on a watermark. That's how transformative they are of the content. Just putting on their watermark. Oh my God, is that the hate speech? That it just says Libs of TikTok? Because that's all they're doing. Second, I love how that person says, regardless of what's going on with your body, we can just do that. We can just take something that's real and say regardless of it and then make something up. Like regardless of this bullet penetrating your rib cage, I don't believe that I shot him, Your Honor, and I should be free to go. Well, she said regardless. Z said regardless. Shit.
I love it. She's like, anywhere in the spectrum, and then and just in case, maybe outside of that spectrum, you come up with something completely of your own.
We're not supposed to talk about retarded.
I just want to say that normally I think it's sad when dogs get euthanized.
Did they say congressman?
They did.
Sorry, I was holding that in for minutes. I had to let it out.
I think we should send them to China.
Congressman.
Yeah, that was a soundbite.
Excuse me.
Is that a grown-up thing to do, Congressman?
Excuse me, Congressman?
Yeah.
Don't bother me. I'm in character.
It's Daniel. The congressman is Daniel Day-Lewising his sex dog slave role.
Yeah. There's sex dog slaves in the movie Shivers when an STD alien takes them for a hotel, and that's a congressman. I can't get over this.
Hey. You watch your hate speech.
No, I would never. I'm saying it's sad.
No, but you just described it accurately. You have to say regardless, and then you're safe.
Oh, regardless.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now you got it.
Regardless.
Yeah, like I think it would be sad if the dogs were euthanized. That's what I was saying.
Well, yeah, never.
Right.
Yeah. You wouldn't. I wouldn't. If my friend did that, I wouldn't be like immediately take him to the pound and be like, he's 30. He's probably in a lot of pain.
Yeah. Regardless.
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 Now you got it. Just. Follow the bouncing certifiable patient.
Even the dog's like, I hate you.
Yeah. I mean, could they please like just do that with a pit bull?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hope
just
so.
Just off leash.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
goodness. Just take Joe Lewis one of those places. Like, I don't look. Regardless of the 500 PSI bite pressure, regardless. I don't think that you're in any sort of figurative, regardless.
Drive a couple of new fighting dogs into Mexico.
Yeah.
What is Michael Vick showing up to this?
Yeah.
Well, these ones are champs.
Jeez.
Yeah. Can someone get Michael Vick and a bathtub?
Yeah.
Anywho,
but Libs of TikTok, how could you do this?
Oh, man,
they're showing you exactly what it, and we've had this happen too. Again, what did we do when we had the Vox apocalypse? Sorry about that. YouTube created what is known as the Crowder rule.
Oops.
Oops. And again, this is because we crossed our T's, dotted our I's. Very expensive in legal fees, just so you know. we would provide long clips, rebut them, and say, by the way, go watch the full video. Yeah. Go watch it for its full context. We probably gave the videos we were rebutting more plays than they initially had because we want you to see the left for what it is. We want you to see the truth. Whether you agree with me, with Dave, with Gerald, and with Toolman, with Tokenot, with whoever it is, take your pick, or not, we absolutely do create a program. It's live. We provide the references publicly. We make ourselves, there's no possible way to be more transparent. What does this person do? Taylor Lorenz, what does Vox do? They hide behind a media nonprofit, some kind of one-way mainstream outlet, and let social media do the bidding. You do, can you comment below? If you're, I know that there are a lot of classical liberals who watch. Do you see the difference in the approach of transparency? Can you at least give us that credit that we try? Regardless, it's also—
They can, because you try.
Right.
Yeah, because you actually are legitimate.
We try to do it.
Yeah.
And I get that we can tell some, you know, jokes every now and then.
But I think that that's part of it. Like, the problem is we
are— They can
are,
get retarded.
We are joking, though. They're dead serious.
Yes.
That's the problem. There is a difference. Jokes should not be taken as anything serious. They're jokes.
No,
that's
I know.
It.
Well, this is the problem, is you have an entire generation of people who are raised with—
no irony, no understanding.
No understanding. This is why
absolutely.
I can no longer be friends. I can no longer have intimate relationships with liberals. I mean this. This is why. What you are seeing today, when people talk about the destruction of America, when people talk about, oh, the mistrust sowed in our institutions, I can no longer have close friendships with leftists. Let me explain to you why. I used to be able to. But it's just that now it's too exhausting to explain it. For example, if you're just sitting and you say, you know, they mentioned the Florida Don't Say Gay bill. Now you would, once upon a time, they would be informed enough where you could say, well, of course, it doesn't say that in the bill. And they would say, well, I know, but we're just sort of using that, you know, that nomenclature so that we're describing the sentiment of the bill. But today, if you have a liberal friend who says they don't say gay bill, you say that's not in the bill. I say, yes, it is. You can't have a conversation. Then you have to start from the beginning. It's like running out of lives in Mario, and you have to start from scratch. Like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, or even just at a restaurant, you're like, excuse me, waitress, and you look over and your friend's just shaking.
Right.
How dare you?
And you're like, what? What did I say?
Person serving us?
Server?
Oh, no.
Yeah, mate, server. How do you know her gender? I don't know. She's Sarah.
Yeah. Server sounds a lot more like slave. I'm sticking with waitress.
Yep.
And stewardess.
I'm going to sit at a different table.
Yeah.
Different friends.
There's no food, by the way, because it's your truck stop / Chuck Berry restaurant. So
yes.
It's also important to remember
the bathroom, Sarah.
Yes, who employs. It's important to remember here who employs Taylor Lorenz. Washington Post, Jeff Bezos.
One of the good billionaires, right?
Yes, one of the good billionaires.
One of the good ones.
Unlike that Elon Musk.
Yeah, that fellow. Oh, you can't trust him with his free speech.
Yes, the Elon Musk who wants more voices. Again, let me ask you, comment below, please. It helps the YouTube algorithm, grinds their gears. Does anyone out there actually believe that Elon Musk wants less freedom than Jeff Bezos? Does anyone actually believe that if you gave Twitter over to Jeff Bezos versus Elon Musk?
You mean how he pays people a livable wage?
Right. Does anyone actually believe if you could give it over to one of these two, that it would be the same? That it would be comparable? Again, just Elon Musk, I guarantee you, is not an actual, he's not a conservative. I mean, he's not from here. But he's a guy who sees, at least now, the American dream for what it is. And by the way, the American dream wasn't always just a dog and white picket fence. It was the right to have that because that was desirable, but also to not. So it's important to compare these two. Are you seeing the trend? No transparency. Removal of voices versus opening it up. And that's not without consequences. I'm not saying that because when you open it up, you're going to get some ugly voices too. But guess what? You have to. If you want to have the good voices. So on April 17th, the editorial board at Washington Post published a piece titled, "Let's Hope Elon Musk Doesn't Win His Bid for Twitter." Hey, Remember how you guys talked about Citizens United, which you don't really know what that was about. That was actually about a documentary about Hillary Clinton and the right to free political speech. But you talk about the billionaire class and donations and lobbyists and how much you hate it. This is a billionaire trying to snuff out competition. Where are you? Oh, you're siding with the guy trying to silence a Twitter profile. A Twitter profile that just shows content in its entirety.
And speaking of hope with the Washington Post, let's hope Elon Musk doesn't win his bid for Twitter. Brian Stelter tweeted this to Philip Bump, who works for the Washington Post. Tucker Carlson is always selling the same thing. Philip Bump says he's selling doubt. And then Jack Dorsey said, and you are all selling hope?
Well,
it's maybe a fair point, Jack, but you're a little late to the game.
Yeah, slightly late to the party after, you know, ruining everything.
A day late and a pew beard too short.
Yes, indeed.
Wilson!
Wilson! Wilson! So, only if you know, Wilson had free will, he'd be like,
no.
Oh, thank you.
I identify as queer.
Yeah.
It's a nice nose ring.
I'm gone.
Oh, he would have died immediately because he wouldn't be willing to learn spearfishing.
No.
So the Washington Post and the journalists like Taylor Lorenz, they're terrified, of course, of Lords of TikTok for the same reason they're terrified of Elon Musk.
Libs of TikTok.
Libs.
What Lords, did I say?
Lords of TikTok. I like Lords that. TikTok. That's pretty good. Yeah, I like that, too. Lord,
yeah, just Lords change it.
Hey, if they remove it, just call yourself Lords,
yeah, Lords of TikTok.
There we go. Go get that name right now.
Make a new gender.
Hey, somebody on our staff, go get that name. We'll give it to them.
Herblins of TikTok. It's your new gender. I'm Herblin.
The little Fauntleroys of TikTok.
Yes, the Fauntleroys.
Fauntleroys.
So this is the problem, is their great sin is exposing the United States, you, to more information. And that will threaten the stranglehold. And you know what?
Yeah.
We do, when people talk about, the left does this, and they say, well, the First Amendment or the Second Amendment only applies to muskets. I understand that you mean to imply that technology sometimes changes context. I get that. Maybe we need to change the word monopoly. Because monopoly is, you usually think of one company, right? Usually think of one company, maybe like GE back in the day, something like that. But we really do have effectively a monopoly when media and all social media and places like Amazon, places like the podcast store, or the Apple Store.
Apple Store.
Apple Store, the App Store.
App.
They have so many. Used to be iTunes. I can't keep up.
Not anymore.
Why change it from iTunes to just Apple Music? I don't get it. But the point is, when they all get together, and they can remove one person immediately. When it happened with Alex Jones, it happened within the span of one day everywhere. You think that happened by accident? It happens all the time. Guess what? That's effectively a monopoly. That's a monopoly. And by the way, they have the seal of approval, the stamp of the United States government.
Mm. Worse than that, they have the United States government saying, we need more.
We need more.
You have Jen Psaki saying, we would like to see more of this done. We have hearings in Congress, and we're like, oh, thank God, they're finally going to go after Facebook. No, no, you didn't do enough to silence voices. Really? Because that's what this country was built on, silencing voices we disagree with. That's never gone out of control in the history of man, has it?
Yeah. Hey, just all I'm asking you to do, leftists, keep your protests up against the Jeff Bezos of the world because of, you know, whatever it was, the union.
Yeah,
thing.
AOC.
Just don't stop. Just keep it going for the shit he's pulling now. No. Oh, you're going to take a break?
Well, yes.
All right. So in Libs of TikTok, their own words. Can we say her name? Because it was, she was outed, unfortunately, in this article.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's out there, right?
Yeah.
She was outed, and they actually also gave some, like, work details.
About what she'd done, like real estate and all
so
that
they
stuff.
So they took that out.
Washington Post did?
They did, but they finally updated the story. On the web archive.
Oh, and by the way, okay, let me just be clear about something, too. They know that.
Of course they
do. They know that. They didn't go, we're Washington Post. So either you're morons and you deserve to die, figuratively, regardless, whatever I need to say, as far as a media entity, or you're dishonest. You're either dumb or dishonest. You didn't know that if you left it up and it was trending number 1, 2, and 3 on Twitter and Facebook, and I don't know where it is on Google Trends right now. Right now it's 11:18 Eastern, 10:18 Central, for those who can't be bothered to go through the anguish of subtracting one. You guys didn't know that would be publicly available and still destroy her life, and that Time Machine is something that exists? Of course you do.
Yeah.
Or a phone that you can take a screenshot with, even if you take it down.
Right.
You know exactly what you're doing.
In the article, I was reading through it this morning again. In the article, there was a throwaway line. Didn't need it. Didn't matter to the story at all. I did this and found name and cell phone.
Right.
In the article. I'm like, why would you put that in there other than to make this person's life hell? Why? It didn't matter to the story at all.
No, of course it doesn't.
There's no other reason. There's no other reason.
And by the way, when we've done, people have said, well, you do the Crowder. We do Crowder Confronts. We've done that series when people have threatened to kill me. Or falsely accuse me of threatening to kill their children.
Firebomb
or firebomb our van.
Yeah.
Or slash our tires. We've never confronted some random person. And even when we do it, we don't give you their public information as far as their address and their phone number. By the way, those are fewer and far further between because people don't want to make the death threats anymore. Libs of TikTok, we've got your back. We know how to put these people on their heels. And I know you have some people say, oh, controlled opposition, that's why there are a lot on YouTube. This seem like controlled opposition to you? This seem like I give a shit if tomorrow YouTube wants to remove us and we live off of what we kill on Mug Club and Rumble? This sound like a guy who gives a rat's ass? So, this is what Shia said at Libs of TikTok.
No.
I'm not some politician or blue check journalist. By the way, the grammar is so much better than the professional writer.
Odd.
I feel like there are so many small stories that are so important that aren't getting out. And that's what I'm here for. So, look, this is something I will say, you know, we haven't been able to get a hold of Libs of TikTok this morning. But
no.
We've talked to them in the past, behind the scenes. We think that this is a profile. This is a platform that they have that is incredibly valuable. And it's important work. And I can't say that that Shia is a friend. I've only spoken in limited capacity. Seems like a really decent person. And what I can tell you is somebody who is genuine. And so, Libs of TikTok, look, reach out. Reach out because I know right now you're going to have the nonprofit swirling and the lawyer swirling. And a lot of you people here watching right now, you don't see what goes on behind the scenes. Tim the Toolman knows he's worked in quite a few of the big media outlets as well in the past. You're only as valuable as the trend today. You are as valuable to us tomorrow and the day after as you were yesterday because of the work that you do and because of what you believe in. And we need to start supporting our own. So hopefully we'll be announcing some kind of, what can we say, Gerald?
Maybe we've been working on something behind the scenes with Libs of TikTok, and hopefully we can give you an update soon about that.
It's been going on for a while.
Right, and this changes none of that.
And a big reason for it is, you heard me tell you, I said, they're circling.
Yeah.
So they're circling. I said, watch, once you're too effective, they start going after you.
Absolutely.
And what they do is they take their shots, and here's the thing, if this doesn't work, they'll try it again in a few months. That's what they did with us, right? The Vox Apocalypse doesn't work. They retreat, back up a little bit, then they come back one more time. They keep doing it because they realize it's not working, they're losing public favor, and then they come back. This is what's going to happen. If Libs of TikTok is not deplatformed, and we all said a prayer before this show, I pray that they are not. These people are going to come back. And guess what? The second time, all these mainstream outlets, including conservatives, they'll say, it already happened. It's not a trend. They won't be there to support these people.
Yeah.
Andrew Breitbart didn't do that.
Well, guess what is coming up, too? That the timing is, just such a coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah. Something about
elections where people are
about a Kotex red wave.
Yeah. Yeah. People are a little pissed off about their kids being indoctrinated in schools. And that's one of her passions, is exposing what's going on in schools right now. And that's motivating a lot of people to go out and vote differently than they have in the past.
And
interesting.
And I'll tell you this. We would really love nothing more than, you know, here to be able to broadcast some of the small stories that aren't getting out there. And we have a limited budget. We have a limited production staff. I would love to have, you know, boots on the ground everywhere. I don't have, CNN does, Washington Post does, New York Times does. Yeah. What's your excuse? You do nothing with it.
You're nothing.
Think about it for a second. Washington Post, all of that money, Jeff Bezos funding it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's trending from the Washington Post all morning. Is someone writing a piece doxing family members effectively? Really? And you wonder why there's no trust in journalism. Anyways, comment below. Smash the like button if you're still here. We're gonna have to do the mask mandate, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah, can we end with a?
We will. We have something that's okay. Fun. By the way, Dave and I will be in Colorado Springs again, June 18th. There are some tickets left. I think Tulsa sold out.
Yeah, Tulsa, I believe, just sold out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there might be like 50 tickets that are released because sometimes family members reserve them and they don't show up.
Yeah, I'm in Virginia Beach this weekend, if anybody, or just Saturday, really? Actually, just Saturday.
The Funny Bone. Yeah, so go to latterwithcrowder.com/tour, and I tell you what, it's a lot of fun to see. The reason it's valuable is just to see how many people like you there are out there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's not really the case with the nonprofit speeches that take place on college campuses. It's and I appreciate what they do. I really do. But half of those people are just kids who are wandering in. Half of them are liberals who are there to protest. When you show up at a venue and you see a theater of 2,000, 3,000 people,
mm-hmm.
and everyone is there right? It's a brother, it's a sister, and they're just laughing, they're having a good time. Guess what? There are a lot of people like you out there. This today is another example of the media wants you to feel alone. They want everyone to watch this and go, oh, well, yeah, libs of TikTok. Well, yeah, I can't believe it. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. And you know it's right. And you should support it. If you put distance between yourself and the libs of TikTok of the world, or the Kyle Rittenhouses of the world, or the Nick Sandmans of the world, whoever it is, you're a pussy. I just gendered you in a derogatory way. Now,
by the way, can we send people accurate. Over to follow them? Go follow Libs of TikTok.
Yes, go right follow now. Libs of TikTok. Yes.
Everywhere that they, I know they're on Twitter. I know that they
ironically, have, not TikTok.
Not, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I know they have Instagram, but is Twitter their biggest platform, I think?
I believe Twitter's their biggest platform.
All right, so go Twitter, there and follow
Instagram,
them.
YouTube. Twitter's the biggest.
I would love Libs nothing more than to be able TikTok. To take people like this under our wing and produce it. You know, I've talked about this. I don't want to announce when I retire, but I have a kind of a plan of when I would like to step back, someone else take these reins, and be able to produce other shows and other content. And unfortunately, but the truth is behind the scenes, most conservatives and media are very, very lazy. And I can tell you this, libs of TikTok, they're not that. I can count on one hand, the amount of people in conservative media whose work ethic I actually respect. They're one of them. And that's why we haven't been able to produce a lot of shows here. We brought some people in, and they're like, oh, this is just a lot. Well, yeah, it is. That's what it takes, and that's why we fight like hell every day. But right now, let's end this on a. I mean, I can say note. Funny / sad.
It's very
R word note. Sunday crowds, of course, were gathering Easter. Right, they were celebrating it at the White House, good thing for former Vice President Joe Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, and the Easter Bunny were there to make sure that, he didn't soil himself.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black. Welcome to the South Lawn. Thank you and happy, happy Easter. All right.
Wait.
Wait, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Before I go, I almost forgot. We were going to do the mask mandate story. And even though, regardless of that, look, this is one thing you can use an adjunct is clear nasal spray that I use before every flight. And, Slash.
Oh boy.
Slash. Slash. Slash.
What?
That was incredible.
It was really good.
Amazing.
Actually.
But it begs a question. Did you relapse and start using Coke again?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You can hear it. You're very nasally.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not good for your pacemaker.
Yeah. You didn't you?
It's terrible.
Well, look, okay. Sorry. Try this. I was going to use it before my flight here tonight, but it's a clear nasal spray. That'll clear up your, that'll clear it up right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it a whirl. It's got xylitol in there, and it creates a biofilm that prevents anything from sticking to it.
I've never been able to breathe this well before.
Ooh. Yeah, I should, sorry, your nose is, it's very clear. It's going to be a while before you're able to rock again.
So clear you can't feel any of the Coke.
No, that's the problem.
Oh.
It's like music magic.
Oh, that's an
the magic potion, but don't use it, kids, unless you want to rock like Slash. Look.
Unless you want to be a rock
star. Here's the thing, go wash your nose. This is one thing we've talked about. Like, if you guys want to use masks, don't use masks. There's no reason to not. You can go see the FDA study. It's got xylitol in there, which actually it deactivates a lot of viruses, and it creates like a moisture, a slick kind of coating in your nasal. I use it before every single flight. Because you're breathing everyone's, just their cold cuts and Budweiser farts.
Yeah, well, listen, it's not the sexy thing to do, but it is definitely something that will help you stay healthy. This is a great thing to do, is constantly to wash your nose.
Yeah, you brush your teeth, you wash your face. But
I think washing your nose is sexy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, people may not like to do that, but do it.
50 shades of nose wash.
Submit your sexiest nose wash picture, ladies.
That's right, do it.
Oh, boy.
Come on, ladies.
No, guys, just ladies.
Seriously, don't, if you're a guy.
That's a construct, Stephen.
Okay. and it's available, by the way, at most over-the-counter, like pharmacies, Amazon. I've been using it for years, and you know what? they have the balls to sponsor the show. We have a few sponsors that are fantastic. It's just products that I've used before they became a sponsor. Thank you, Clear. And I recommend you try it. We're going to go play Guess That Gender YouTube. Piss off.